This episode of Recap the Recap is brought to you by The In Deep Show and Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS. Get yourself 33% off, free shipping worldwide, lifetime warranty. You don't get no better than that, people.
Funny McFunster.
There. Hey boy, hey. Hey girl, hey. Welcome to RTR. So glad you pushed play. I really appreciate that, people. You're super awesome for that. Thank you for, as always, listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show. I am Queen Neen.
And I am your man, Pressed Big B.
Pressed?
I guess.
Okay.
That's what we were labeled. I'll take it.
Okay. There you are. And there you go. Alrighty.
Did you say where they can find you, Queen?
Not yet.
Now, they can find Queen Neen only if they want to say nice things at MS_SmartyPants with a Z. Because the S was for extra salt, and we don't use that.
Leave the S off for savings. You're dumb. So you want me to tell people where they can find you?
You know what? I'm going to let you do that next week.
You can
week.
Find Big B.
Oh, shit.
Trolling and stroking and walking and talking and all up and through those Twitter streets. At In Deep Show B. Spell it out. I-N show something.
You're
whatever
hired.
I just said. B.
You're hired.
Yay. Thank
That's
you.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Like zero? You can't get no lower than that. Unless I have to pay you sometimes. But
I pay you with my charm.
Really? So right that means... Okay, anyway. How you been, sir?
I have been well.
Well, I can't ask for more. Oh, before I get too far in, you can reach the show at recaptherecap@gmail.com. Okay? You know, at one point I figured maybe we should go back and tell people, you know, how the podcast started, but I felt like today's not the day. We'll do that on another show because, you know, maybe somebody may have stumbled across us, you know, across for like the first time. But yeah, today's not the day. I don't feel like it. So, all right. I know.
Email us. We'll tell you.
Oh, hey, you can do that too. What's the email address be?
The email address is recaptherecap@gmail.com.
There we go. All right. See you like on your toes. Doing it. Excuse me. Just doing it. I'm doing it well. So, as always, there's so much fuckery that's in the news, but I can't help it. I like to watch the news. I read it. And B, I don't know if you saw a couple days ago. It was about a week or so ago. Sorry. They had an article. I think it's in, it's in Vox.com. And someone was wrote about there were two crime stories, same day, same crime, and the pictures that were used for, you know, each crime was you have three sets of people that did a burglary. You know, they showed their university picture. You have another set of four people that also did a burglary, showed their mugshots. See where I'm going with this? What do you think the picture of the people with the university pictures looking all suit and tie versus mugshots? I feel like this is a being black moment, but, you know.
You said it before I could get to
the
button.
I'm sorry. Being black. But I pretty much gave that away. But what do you think?
I think it's pretty freaking typical of the lowered standards of journalism today.
What do you mean by lowered standard? Standards, excuse me.
I think, you know, the journalists that are out there now just have no integrity. Mm-hmm. It's a rush to put a story out first, even though it's not confirmed. It's a I'll lie and hope I never get caught scenario. Mm-hmm. And it's, and I mean, I know to a certain degree you have to paint a picture when you write, but the picture that's being painted, it just, again, goes right along with the open season on colored people.
So then the university picture, three white kids.
I'm going to hope that I'm right when I say that the university picture was white.
And?
People, and the mugshots were of African American or colored.
Ding, 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 ding. Although that was kind of like a weird, easy kind of scenario. But it's just very interesting. So the person that wrote the article said that, you know, the only reason why, well, not the person that wrote the article, I'm sorry, but they're saying pretty much the only reason why that the university pictures were used was because at the time, at press time, they didn't have any mugshots. So right after, you know, mind you, everybody, because I know on Twitter, everybody was probably going freaking bananas, you know, and everywhere else. But so they were in so much of a hurry, they put up the university pictures versus the mugshots instead of waiting till the kids got booked, then put, you know, a mugshot versus a mugshot up. You know what I mean? So, and I guess that's why everybody, you know, well, not I guess, that is why everybody was super pissed off because, you know, again, media rushing to put up a story, you couldn't wait. So what do you think? Are you buying that, oh, we just tried to put up the pictures, that was the only thing we could find?
I don't. again, I feel that it goes all the way up the ladder. It goes from the journalists to the editors. And everyone seems to be in this rush or under this pressure to get something out now as opposed to get quality out a few minutes later. Yeah. You know?
I agree with you. It was University of Iowa wrestlers that those thugs.
Now, can I play devil's advocate?
You wouldn't be you if you didn't.
So, I guess I'm equally as annoyed. And, you know, you can send your hate mail to me at indeepshow@yahoo.com if you like. You don't have to bombard the queen at recap@gmail.com. But I think sort of the other side to that is it's almost a dead giveaway when you see something happen in the quote-unquote hood. Mm-hmm. And they say, you hear the story read, 26-year-old black male, blah, 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 da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. And they put his baby pictures up. Or they put some, like, his 8-year-old picture up or his junior high school graduation picture up. Mm-hmm. Because you know good and goddamn well that was the last time that Bama had any piece of righteousness left in his body before he turned the corner. Why you don't want to put the club picture with the dreads and him with his middle finger up and holding his dick with the Moet bottle and all that shit? And why you don't put that bitch up?
Because that's the Jerome. I don't know.
Exactly. So
I'm just saying, sometimes Jerome changes. I don't know. But, I mean, same thing with Todd. Todd could be doing something just as similar as Jerome, but they're going to still put up the blade with the tie, look at me, I'm innocent picture. And Todd's doing the same shit that Jerome is doing, just in a different club.
I'm speaking more to the family. I'm speaking more to the family.
Not to get any deeper, but think about the pilot, the German pilot that crashed the plane, you know, into the French Alps. Mm-hmm. They're putting up pictures of him like on vacation, right. Smiling, chilling, you know, when we know, now we know, and according to other reports, you know, the psychiatrist knew that man was fucking crazy, you know, excuse my vulgarity, but he was crazy.
But I guess to that, I asked, does he have like Dr. Evil pictures? Like,
but that's, but see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I guess people put up what they can find or, or what the way you remember them. You know what I mean?
Right. But to my story is, I know, especially in this age of cell phones, there's pictures of motherfuckers from yesterday almost at your fingertips. But
yeah, but your parents weren't with you in the club, though, while you were holding your crotch and holding that bottle.
Okay, but again, they are trying to paint a picture of you that they know isn't true anymore.
Right.
You are not this innocent little, handsome little kid. You got tattoos on your face. You got dreads. You know, not saying that dreads is a bad thing, but you now have dreads down your back. You look like a menace to society, and your pictures, the way that you pose and what you're doing, smoking your weed and shit in your pictures that you have, suggest that.
I hear what you're saying, but when you just actually, the person you just described, and I cannot remember his name, but remember the young man I read a story on like last year sometime, and he got accepted to all these Ivy League schools. And
exactly.
But that young man has locks down his back.
Right. And that's why backwards. I tried to catch myself when I said locks.
Right.
You know, it's not necessarily that. But, you know.
I mean, he still might be in the club every once in a while. But I choose to think his face was buried in a book.
No doubt.
So, I don't know. Stereotypes. You know
that,
what I'm saying?
That was your name, book?
Huh? You know what? Okay. Stereotypes. Because, you know, again, same crime, same time, just, you know, different races, you know what I mean? And then it's like you have, I don't know, we all know that people, I don't want to keep going to the media, but people and the media have already put it out there where they make black people look like, well, all of us, most of the time, look like we are just super scary and super crazy. And anytime some story comes out about us that, you know, we are just, you know, the worst thing coming. Like, you know, let's say also, too, perfect example, Walter Scott, the man that was just shot in the back 8 times. Had it not been for the gentleman that recorded, you know, everything that happened on his cell phone, this story would have been totally different. You know, and so I give props to that man that did it. I can't remember his name, but, you know, he came out and he said that he was scared, and I don't blame him. So he's trying to get protection for her. But I digress. But with Walter Scott, it's kind of like they tried to paint him as, you know, like a deadbeat dad. And OK, he didn't pay his child support, but Walter Scott was way more than just a man who didn't pay his child support. He was also a veteran. And he got an dishonorable discharge, I believe. You know, but still, he still was a veteran. I mean, I think he was I can't remember if he was a Coast Guard, also with the Coast Guard. I can't remember, but doesn't matter. Somebody found a picture of him in his uniform, and I'm like, why didn't y'all use that?
You should automatically get an honorable discharge if you are if you're in Navy or the Coast Guard and you're black. You know, black people can't swim.
Okay, you know what?
I'm sorry.
You know what, sir? You have someone sitting right across from you. Thank you. Okay.
You can't swim?
I can swim.
Okay.
And I can save your life because I had could have
show me mouth to mouth real quick. I can't breathe.
Shut up. I could have been a lifeguard too. So there's that.
Okay. You do have flotation devices.
That I do. Natural. All right. Ready to take a really, really quick break?
Quick break. We got a lot of shit to do.
Yeah, we do. All right. We will be right back.
Welcome back, y'all. C-Man, Big B. Recap the recap. All right, so today's recap, we took advantage of an ever so popular subject these days. These days being April 10th, 11th-ish area.
Wait.
So people can, you know, somebody might be listening to this next year, they'd be like, what's so popular about today? And not knowing when the show was recorded. 2015. Yes. And the great news that Queenine has decided to empty a good portion of her life savings and purchase me an Apple Watch.
Wait, excuse me?
You are so the greatest.
I'm doing what
now? She even sent me a text.
What happened?
Letting me know that she wasn't able to order it yesterday.
I feel like...
You're the greatest.
I feel like that's not right, but okay. All right, well.
So, yeah. So, what we did was, we got to, we decided to check out two shows and see how they tackle the whole topic of the Apple Watch. They're not calling it the iWatch, are they? Apple Watch?
I don't think so. I think it's just Apple Watch.
Apple Watch. Which is disturbing in its own right to me.
Welp.
But, yeah, Queen.
Okay, well, excuse me. Up first, the description goes, Tech Week Roundtables with Jefferson Graham, Laura Mondoro, John Swartz, Ed Begg, and other USA Today tech stars. Interviews with tech leaders and celebrities about tech. USA Today tech reporters share analysis on the newest products out on the market and all things tech. So first up is USA Today Tech. The show comes out every day or every few days, and the episodes run between 1 minute and 25 minutes.
To which I was going to say, the bio is longer than the show.
How about it?
But it is chock full of info.
Yeah, very descriptive, though. I mean, hey, what can you say?
They really do get into it.
But you know what, though? I think they're, by doing the short episodes, it's easier for them to come out so often. Mm-hmm. So that's something for people to think about when, you know, doing your own show.
No doubt. No doubt. Definitely. Think about it. Coming your way, the IDS Help Corner for Podcasting. So anyway, in this first clip here, it talks about one of my most disturbing factors of this whole Apple Watch phenomenon. You know me. I like to purchase nice timepieces. Mm-hmm. And you also know that I am a rather large male. Mm-hmm. So the two have to work together. I can't wear little flimsy shit on my wrist that makes it look like I have some sort of Tiffany watch on or something. My shit has to look right on me.
It has to pop. It
has to pop. So this whole get away from our store and just go online and get your shit mentality sort of bothers me. So we kind of talk a little bit about that.
Well, the pre-order thing has quite caught my eye Sunday. I forget what... some of the other hardcore sites had caught these videos already, but what I saw was that, you know, it sounds like you're not going to go stand in line, you know, on the 24th of April and get this watch. The pre-orders start on the 10th, which is Friday, and I guess we're probably listening to this on Friday. And so the idea is you reserve one online and you go in and get it at the store, or you could have it sent to your home if you are confident in the size you want. So it's a different process than the phone thing. So I think they're going to have enough interest that this is the best way to do it, you know, and kind of manage the store scene, you know, the experience people have in the store.
Again, I'm going to say not happy about that. when I purchase my Invictus, I like to take time, touch them, put them on my wrists, see how it looks, see how, you know, mimic my walking motions.
I was going to say, do you do that in the store? I'm surprised they don't kick you out.
But no, I mean, really, you think I'm going to put their product on my wrist and start walking? I love my back and my life.
Okay, well, there's that.
So, but seriously, I mean, I want to kick the tires.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess they're saying if you give it some time and when the buzz calms down, and this is the part that killed me when it was like, and we're not busy, then, you know, yeah, we can help you shop for a watch in the store when you're not busy. Well, stay tuned, because we're going to talk about that shit a little bit more.
You can't make an appointment like you would do regular?
Listen, don't get me started on them.
Oh, okay. God. Ooh. Oh, you in the appointment thing. Oh, sorry. Oops.
Thank you. All right. So let's move along on this here show.
Right. I mean, I think people are going to be curious, you know, and at least the way I read the information on Apple's site is that you know, you could go in the store, and if they're not busy, you know, they might have watches with different sizes for you to try. Mm-hmm. But I think they're trying to prepare people. Don't expect that, you know, on the 24th, you know, that Friday morning. If you go in at 10 o'clock on the East Coast, you know, think you're going to be able to just go have your pick of, you know, these watches that range from about $350 to $10,000 or I forget exactly. Yeah. I'm kind of blocked on the high end because there's no way.
You just were like, no.
I don't even want my wife to hear about it, you know, so.
Yeah, and he doesn't want his wife to know about it, and I'm glad Queen already knew about it and put my order in.
Yeah.
For the $17,000 version.
Mm-hmm. So you like rose gold, huh?
Make it piss up. You buy me a $17,000 rose gold watch, I'll be a rose gold brand, motherfucker. I'll bring back the late 90s on your ass. You better watch it. I mean, the early 2000s.
Hey, rose gold is in. I love it. I love rose gold. I think it's beautiful.
It is.
But, dot.
Hence you buying it for me.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, anyway, that's what I'm really freaking annoyed with about this. I'm not getting enough information. I'm not getting enough pictures. I'm getting these sort of... The only ones that they're really giving you good views of is the $350, I guess, it's polyurethane...
The little plastic...
Looking thing, all right.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm probably going to purchase.
So, you're actually going to...
I want to wear the polyurethane one as an everyday sort of thing, and the $17,000 one that you're going to purchase for me will be on special occasions.
Okay, great. Do they have layaway? Can I put 5 on it?
You can.
And you'll probably get it by the time the 5th generation comes out.
You're right. Yes.
But it's going to be interesting. You know, we mentioned that, you know, if the Apple.com... successfully handles this, you know, maybe there wasn't enough demand. If they don't successfully handle this, there was, you know, they didn't have the service. You know, it's like, oh, poor Apple, they're in a no-win situation, you know. But no, I think in this case, almost any news about this is good news until the 24th, and if something bad happens, that's when you could have bad news. Right now, it's just, I think, it's all kind of a build-up and get the message spread out beyond the people that already know about the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
So, Queen, do you think that this is going to be an Apple success or sort of an Apple flop?
I feel like it's going to be in the middle, to be honest with you. I think, you know, as always, you're going to have the people who want the latest and the greatest Apple product. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's once we get into the next show, we're recapping. I think they talk a little bit about it too, but you have to have your phone with you still to use it, and it has to be no lower than an iPhone 5. Mm-hmm. So poor old me right now with my little measly battery draining 4S. Shout out to Lady Buddha because she knows the struggle is real. We had a whole conversation about that on Twitter. But, you know, I couldn't use this watch, you know, which I think sucks.
Well, again, I think it kind of almost touches a little bit on what we just got from this talking, but in a different light. Mm-hmm. That, again, the media is going to rush to judgment. And they're going to, you know, oh, first hour numbers in Apple Watch flops. But it's like, yeah, they only sold 35 million units. They wanted to sell 50.
Right.
Is that a flop?
That's a flop.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, first hour numbers type shit?
That's a flop.
Well,
I mean,
I think if you...
In the tech world, in media world, that would be a flop, which is crazy.
Right. I think it's bullshit. And I think it's one of those things where you just... You just have to kind of pump your brakes for a second and let shit settle and see what it does.
Okay. That's it?
That is it.
Okay. So that was, again, USA Today Tech. You can find them on Twitter at USA Today Tech. And that episode was Apple Gets Us Ready for the Apple Watch. So, all right. So the show I featured is it goes as followed, the independent audio magazine devoted to mashing up pop culture, technology, and more. J.D. Beersdorfer, excuse me if I am mispronouncing your last name, and Pedro Rafael Rosado are your hosts. It's an internet radio revolution. All right, well, that description isn't as long as the other one, but you get the gist.
But the show's longer.
Right. You get the gist. So... shows are no more than 45 minutes, tapes once a week. So the episode that I am featuring is Apple. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay.
Of course, that made me laugh.
An African-American breakdown of the Apple Watch.
That's what it says. But neither one of them are African American. Exactly. That's what makes it really funny.
That was going to be the shock when they heard the audio. Oh.
You can edit that out then. Just kind of splice that. Do your super producer magic. But anyway, okay. So let's just go ahead and go into the clip because we know they're going to be talking about the Apple Watch.
All right, this is the beginning of the official Apple segment. Anyone out there who does not care about Apple and its products, feel free to skip ahead a few minutes.
At the sound of this beep, you can move ahead.
Beep! There you go. Now, Apple held one of its focus-pulling major media events this week to finally announce the price and availability of the Apple Watch.
Yes.
We'll post links to the full specs on poptechjam.com, but in a nutshell, the app-driven, sensor-laden wrist computer and fitness tracker will be available for pre-orders on April 10th and officially released on April 24th. I guess that makes it a Taurus, right?
That makes it a Taurus. Yes, that's my birthday.
There you go.
On my birthday. I don't want one.
They were thinking of you.
I don't want one.
Well, prices start at $349 for the smallest of the sporty models with the rubber wristbands.
Sporty.
And go far north of $10,000 for the fancy digital Rolex monopies with the 18-karat gold and the sapphire crystal and all that.
All right.
Battery life is expected to be 18 hours of use, so you're going to be charging that thing once a day, and it's not wireless charging. You have a special little charger that goes on the back.
Okay, first of all, excuse me, I forgot to say the name of the show. She said it, but it's Pop Tech Jam. And, okay, so I like the difference in the contrast of how, you know, USA Today Tech is talking about the Apple Watch versus the way Pop Tech Jam is breaking down the Apple Watch. You know, first of all, I don't know. To me, it's funny. You know, so if you want a little humor with your tech, you know, and they talk to you in layman's terms, this is, you know, really great. But, and I wonder if people are thinking about it. When you buy this watch, you know, you're going to have to charge that damn thing every day, probably all the time, a couple times a day, probably, depending on how often you use it. So that's something to think about too, because you're going to be carrying probably a totally separate cord or cable cable, I guess, right? Cable.
It's probably going to be the same as the.
You think?
As the, because the new cord is so small.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to come out with
it. It would make sense,
right?
If they did it that way.
But you know, you're still going to have to probably have another cord because I guess I'm thinking more once you're home and you're in for the day, you're going to plug your phone up and you need to plug your watch up as well.
Right.
But you know what? As someone that did the whole iPod Nano thing on my wrist with its watch feature.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a problem with that. Actually, I think the battery life was a lot longer on that. I could charge that and rock that for a week.
Mm-hmm.
But
you have to think, this is going to have a whole bunch of apps and things on it, and apps are really draining.
Right.
You know.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying. It's going to definitely be a little bit different. But I'll get to the other part that I want to talk about when they talk about it.
Okay.
As you did.
All right. Well, let's hit the next clip.
Wrong computer.
$17,000.
Yeah, that was one of the high end of the high end up there. But starting at 10 and going up, this is the edition versions with the fancy fabric bands and.
Right.
And all of the really high-end components.
How come I'm reminded of that $10,000 Ethernet cable we talked about a few weeks ago? It's the same deal here.
I think they might be aiming for people who just want luxury and maybe don't read the fine print.
Yeah. Okay.
But speaking of fine print, if you look at the Apple Watch page, which is gloriously designed, has beautiful pictures of the thing from every angle, go all the way down to the bottom.
Okay.
Tiny gray print.
Yeah.
Requires an iPhone 5.
There we go.
So even if you get this thing, they showed all these functions. You can open a garage door from 3,000 miles away. You could get an Uber car. You could do all these kinds of things that they showed in the demo. You still have to have it linked to an iPhone.
It's like the playbook.
Yeah, it's tethered to something. It is not a fully standalone product. I think you can go away for like a little bit, maybe it records some data, but you eventually have to sync it up with the phone. This caused the Verge site and a few others to note that the main function of the Apple Watch seems to be letting you not have to take your phone out of your pocket every few minutes if you want notifications or you want to check on stuff. So it's basically a stop you from fishing around for your iPhone in your bag or your pocket for $10,000.
May I please? Last time I checked, and I did heavy research before this show, I don't think there's another phone watch combo that allows you to wear the watch as a standalone and get all of the functions of your phone. And it bothers me that they kind of poo-poo Apple having to be tethered to the phone, not directly, but as though they're so behind the times because everyone else has this watch that you don't need your phone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's please understand this. This watch is a luxury, okay? It's a luxury that can also be, well, it's a luxury,
mm-hmm.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
If you don't want it, how about just shutting the fuck up and don't get it? Well, why do you have to, I guess, why do you have, and I'm not talking directly to them, I'm talking to my friends. I'm talking to everyone that I hear talk about. Why do you have to kick it on your way past it? If it's not you, just be like, oh, okay, that's cool. I'll pass. And go on about your fucking life. The fact that you have to kick it and take shots at it, to me, just says, you know what? You're probably the cheap motherfucker or the broke asshole that can't afford it. So I'm just going to take some shots and let everyone know why I'm going to let them think that I don't want it.
Well, I don't think it's a let them think I don't want it. I know you're talking to them.
And I'm not talking to them at all.
Yeah, that's what I said. I know you're not talking to them. But I don't know. I guess for lack of a better term, let's say in this economy, you know, people do see that as a luxury, you know, and I think if you listen, there are They talk about it in a couple more clips about the breakdown, that maybe if the watch was a little bit cheaper, you know, at least the first generation was a little bit cheaper, you know, then it would be worth it, you know, because you still have to have some type of connection with the phone. And like I said, for somebody like me who just has the, who has the 4S, and I do plan to upgrade to the 6, but, you know, it's kind of like, great, I can't even, you know, I can't even use the watch if I wanted to buy the watch. And the only way I can, you know, use this watch is now I have to spend more money to get a phone to be able to get the watch, you know. And for the people that, you know, that you talk to about this particular watch, that, you know, maybe they are, you know, maybe they are hating on it. I don't know. But I mean, I guess people just see it as a frivolous purchase. But that could be anything, really. Because, I mean, if you, you know, there's a purse, you know, that I bought that somebody may look at and be like, oh, that's a nice bag. But, wow, you spent a lot of money on it.
But, you know, I mean, to me, it just, again, it's, I put them in the same category for the person that is driving their pitiful car that's being held together with duct tape and bubble gum.
Don't you talk about
that. And says, you know, look at that ass over there with the Ferrari. You can only go 55 miles an hour. What you need all that for? Just shut up. You'll do yourself and this world a greater justice if you just shut up. We don't really care. I made this decision that I want this product. And that's what I want to do. And to address your lower price point, there are options for people that desire a lower price point. Peebles and other watchmakers have things for $100+. So go get those. And those work with both phones, Android and Apple. They do a whole bunch of other things as well. You don't have all what's going to come with the Apple Watch. But if you want that, pay it and shut up.
Okay. Let's move on to the next clip.
All right. Soapbox going away.
All right. This is my point.
This is your point.
We talked about this before, and I'm getting all riled up now.
Yes. Have a sip of your soda.
Yeah, I think I should. I'm going to sip a little soda. But Apple actually conditioned us. I guess it was a happy accident, let's be honest, because they didn't really plan to make wristwatches obsolete.
Yeah.
But it was a happy accident. You know, you put the thing in the phone. I myself don't like putting things on my wrist all that much. And, you know, I pull out the phone, and I look at my time. I put it back in. And they very happily took advantage of that, making all these apps. And now they want to change that paradigm. It's brilliant.
So you keep the phone in your pocket.
You keep the phone in the pocket, and you just look at your watch. It's brilliant. So now you got to buy 2 pieces of gear just to be able to tell the time.
Yeah.
And get an Uber car.
Yeah.
And open your garage door.
Yeah, or to do it conveniently from
conveniently from your wrist.
Yes, from your wrist. Yeah. Right. So you don't have to grab your other device that you have to have with you.
2 pieces of gear.
Yes.
2 pieces of gear. One in your pocket or your bag.
Yeah.
The other one on your wrist that could possibly set you back $17,000.
Yeah, if you go for the fancy.
If you're a doofus and spend $17,000.
Yeah, or you're just really rich and you don't know what you're doing.
Right, well, that's true. Oh, I mean,
you know what? What is a good point, and I meant to say this on the last clip, that one of the benefits I could see of having this watch and your phone is because when you have like a big ass purse and you can't find anything, you can't find your phone, can't find your keys, and you're just digging for your life in that bag, hey, I have it on my wrist. I can just simply press a button and I don't have to dig for it. Now, mind you, again, it's not for me because I'm not going to be shelling out that money for that. But I do think that concept of it is pretty cool.
I have another thing where it could be, even though it's still not the best solution, but I think it will help slightly. Even for the people that say, hey, when you get in your car, put your phone in your purse or put your phone in your pocket so you won't be compelled to check your messages or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? If you have the watch, you can at a glance take a quick peek. Oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. I got the little quick text message that I got. And I don't take my phone out that's going to tempt me to now then do other things with it as well. I could just kind of quick check my message, move on.
But what's going to stop you from still not?
I mean, it's not. I'm not saying it is.
Okay, because but like, for the still people that
are conscious of not texting and driving or reading text and drive or whatever, you know, you can wait till you get to your light, flick your wrist just like you would do checking the time, and say, "Oh, okay, pick up eggs on the way home. Got you." And I didn't have to take my phone out, which now might tempt me to have a conversation. Or might tempt me to do other things.
You can have a conversation from
where you're on your watch. I'm not saying you can't. What I'm saying is, once you take your phone out, you unlock the possibilities of doing everything that you probably wouldn't want to do. And I know for me, because I have the people. Well, that's fine. You can. As someone that has a smartwatch, it helps the fuck out of me from not having to, like when I'm at work and I'm collecting money. Okay, I can take a quick glance. Okay, add so and so to the guest list. Got you. I don't have to stop all of my clients from coming in. Wait a minute, let me check my phone, y'all. Okay, let's go back. I can quick glance, get it done, and keep it moving. So it does help. And maybe driving may not be the best example, but in other things like that, it is very helpful. My response to the complaining about how much you can actually do with the watch falls back to my initial point of shut the fuck up. Do me a favor. Take your Android or your iPhone and duct tape that bitch to your wrist. Now you have a watch that you can do everything with. All right? Problem resolved, and you'll actually look like the idiot that you sound like when you're talking about it.
Okay. Welp, let's roll right into the last clip.
The fact that it's not a standalone device immediately, well, why am I paying $350 for something where I have to have a $200 device to use properly?
Right.
If it was a standalone thing that didn't need another device, yeah, I would pay $350 for that because it's basically a wrist computer.
Right.
Because it's not, I'm not going to pay that much, and I think it would have to only be around $150, maybe $200 for me to consider it as basically a second screen for your phone. So until then, I'm not going to go for this.
This is insane. What is even the killer app on this thing?
Well, I think you've already said all you need to say.
But I mean, again, it's just be honest with me. This one, and now I am talking to our peoples here.
Okay.
Is it really insane, or is it just not your cup of tea?
Well, I think everybody's always entitled to their opinion, but I said it's not my, I'll speak for myself as well, it's not my cup of tea, because I'm not going to pay $350 for, first of all, I wouldn't pay $350 for the first generation of this watch anyway, because you know it's going to be jacked all the hell up.
I'm tired of that argument too. Every phone that comes out, it's going to be the Armageddon of phones. And I'm not saying but I'm just saying other people echo your sentiments. So I'm saying every time a new phone, I ain't getting that first one because it's this and that. I think we all know that technology is imperfect. They put these products out, and thank God Apple has the ability of, hey, we're sending you a quick fix for this. We're sending you a quick fix for this. And in a few months,
why does it have to be a quick fix? Why don't you fix that shit or work the bugs out
sometimes
first?
You don't know what the bugs are until they occur. You do your best to be ready for it.
But sometimes you're too fast. Things just happen. Sometimes you're being too fast.
Sometimes you are.
And you can just take a minute, take a beat. Fix that shit.
But what in this world? What in this world is not that way? I mean, we have recalls on cars every day. What in this world is just not that way? I mean, it's in a market where you have to be innovative and what have you. It's going
to
happen.
But see, this goes back to the media conversation too. We were just saying that the media keeps going out and pushing stories without finding the real answers, just because you want to be fast and get your shit out there,
right,
without making sure everything is on point.
Let me tell you where I think the difference lies in that.
Okay.
You come up with this technology, you make these inventions, and you put them out, and then real world shit happens, and you're like, shit, we didn't account for that. Hey, we have a recall on a car. Bring that back. We're going to change this part, and you'll be good now. Mm-hmm. As opposed to maybe some of the crap, like what I like in the media thing, too, is sort of like what General Motors did, where, yeah, we kind of rushed that out. We're going to act like that didn't happen, and we're not going to own up to it until we're held to the fire. Mm-hmm. I think somewhere that's where it lies for me. You know, you invent something, you create something, you make something, and when you get it out into the real world, that's where it's tested. And once you get your feedback from your tests, I mean, they have these incredible grounds in which they mimic real world usage, and they find a lot of the bugs there. But until you actually get it out there, you're not going to know all what can go wrong. So to me, I'm comfortable with knowing, if you didn't get it all, what is my ease to getting this fixed? Mm-hmm. So I know we're like way off track from what we were talking about initially, but yeah, I'm not, honestly,
the same argument could be made for people who are for the watch versus people who are anti, for lack of a better term, anti Apple Watch. You know what I mean? Because just as you're like, you know, if you want to buy the watch, buy the watch. If you don't want to buy the watch, don't buy the watch. You know, it is that simple. If you want to buy the watch, shut the fuck up and buy the watch. We don't need to know that you bought that watch. We don't care that you bought that watch.
But I don't think the people that are, I mean.
We don't care. Yeah. Two seconds later, I guarantee you, you go to Instagram, you go to Twitter, you go to Facebook, everybody's going to be talking about that they bought that watch. We don't just. You don't care we don't want it? We don't give a fuck about it.
I don't care that you don't want it. It's like, don't try to make us look like we're some insane, you know, out of touch people because we chose to want it because you didn't.
Hey, I say everything if ain't I buy, for everybody.
If I buy the watch and I want to post it, then so be it.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same. To me, it's pretty much the same argument.
Well,
to me, it's pretty much the same argument.
You can't argue it with saying that to you because that's your opinion,
right? But to me, I
think in a broader view, I think it's asinine.
How is it? Because if you're saying the same thing for people who say don't buy the watch, you're telling those people to shut up.
So why do I need to
see you posting pictures of that watch?
So why do we post anything? Should we just all just stop posting this? Just shut Twitter and Facebook down. Probably because I don't want to know you went to a concert the other night. I don't want to know what you have, and I might not have food in my refrigerator. So I don't know. I don't want to see what the fuck you just had for dinner. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm a fucking alcoholic. I don't want to see the picture of your liquor. So where does it stop?
I guess the best course is unfriend, unfollow.
Get off the radar. Live in a cabin somewhere.
No, I'm talking about that particular person. If you have a trigger like that, you know, if you're going that deep and you have a trigger that
but
there's
it's
no...
It's not. It's
no,
the
but
same.
I'm saying,
it's not deep. It's the same.
No, if there's a trigger of you... being an alcoholic and you're seeing all these
pictures. Just one example. Go back to the food. No food. I don't have any food in my fridge. I don't want to see the fact that you at McCormick and Smith's.
But unfollow, unblock.
There you go.
Works like mug. So
whatever you have to do.
I mean, really. Man, we digress.
I don't think the iPhone is insane. I think it's a preference.
No, I mean, it's a preference. Yes, you have Apple. You have Samsung. It's a preference. Simple as that. I mean, you buy the watch.
Watch. I'm answering directly now.
Yeah.
I don't think the Apple Watch is insane.
I think more or less, it's really...
Now, the $17,000 and the $10,000
one? It's the price tag, yes.
Now we can start discussing insane.
Right. I think it's the price tag of the watch that really... But when you go back and when you go to listen to the rest of the show, I think it's more of the price tag of the watch is... That's what they're talking about. That's kind of crazy. Because even on USA, USA Today Tech, they pretty much feel, you know, that was a little bit crazy too.
Okay, but there are options.
Absolutely, there are options out there. I mean, she even said,
watch,
She even said if it was $150.
Matter of fact,
she could
go to eBay. You can get it you can get the same $150 for $69.
Yeah. So okay, well, Pop Tech Jam. You can find them on Twitter at Pop Tech Jam. You can find their website is poptechjam.com. So that episode again was Apple. Ain't nobody got time for that. And it's just fun to read it like that. And I don't know if that's what they really meant, but it was just fun. So anyway, we are going to take a really, really quick break and we will be right back. recaptherecap@gmail.com if you have any feedback.
Can I talk my shit again?
Hey everybody, my name is Tequila and I'm from Chicago. Now can I talk my shit? Now, I have this particular coworker that I feel like she meets none of her job requirements, none whatsoever. I feel like she really just took the job and really don't know what her job descriptions are. Well, however the case may be, like I was getting frustrated. It was like around between November, early December. I was getting frustrated because I felt like everything was falling on me because it's like a small team of us. And I went to my supervisor and I talked to him and I'm telling him like, you know, I don't know what you told her when you hired her. I don't think she's really familiar with what she needs to be doing. And maybe you need to sit down with her and read her job description again. So he kind of like backlashed at me like, well, you know, Tequila, everybody can't be you. And maybe you need to evaluate what you expect out of people, not what you expect out of yourself, but what you expect out of people. And then maybe, just maybe, you and that person you'll be able to see that that person is not half bad. Well, okay, I took his advice and I got in my head. Okay, I'm sort of sarcastic. I'm not going to expect anything out of her because she doesn't do anything. So my expectations for her are zero. So came back to work after the Christmas break or whatever. And I will have to say we've been getting along fine because it's like to me, if she does participate, it's bonus fries. And if she doesn't, I fucking don't expect anything out of her in the first place. So I want to say, like, I thank my supervisor for that advice. And I've been using that in a lot of other aspects of my life, and it worked out well. Well, just the other day, we have another coworker that's like, you've been getting along good with her. I don't expect shit out of her, so that's why. She was like, well, you know what? I can't go for that. She's going to have to step up to the plate. So we were all supposed to meet somewhere because we all do, like, field work with child care centers. And this particular coworker didn't show up. So all I know is I'm getting a call like, did she show up yet? And it's from my supervisor. And I'm like, no. And how did you know she didn't show up? He was like, don't worry about it, but I know she didn't show up. And it kind of made me feel good because it was like, you know, when one person is talking about a situation, you're like, well, maybe it's you. But when several people are starting to bring things up to a supervisor, then he knows or she knows that, no, it's this person. So I felt kind of good to know that somebody else was feeling how I was feeling. But I'm over that now, and I've learned how to deal with it. He probably should give that other person the same advice as me, but someone called and told on her. I felt good about it. And I just want to thank you, IDS, for letting me talk my shit. We'll be right back.
Hey, Queen.
Yo.
Why do I feel like I've just been chastised?
Can I talk my shit again?
Can I fuss at the host?
Can I talk my ish?
Good God Almighty.
Hey, what do we always say? 2 minutes to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about.
That if...
And clearly, that situation was on her mind.
Recap Nation, listen here. If that was not proof positive that we will literally give minutes of our shows to just let you rant about whatever the fuck you want.
Hey.
You know what? We're not even soliciting anymore. Can I talk to you? If you guys don't realize by now, damn it.
Really? You know what, though? I'm glad it worked out in the end. That she just said, you know what? She had an aha moment and said, yeah, I'm not going to deal with this fuckery anymore. You know what I mean? I'm just going to let her cook. She want to shoot herself in the foot.
But it was the good, right?
Twanks, whatever. I'm just going to let her cook.
It was good advice so given by the supervisor.
Right.
Evaluate yourself.
Right.
Evaluate your expectations.
What I really want to know, I'm like, is she still there? Does the chick still have a job?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming, no, by the way she's saying
don't,
it.
Don't make her sound like an ever
smart. Can we get a Can I Talk My Shit Part 2? What's up, TT? What's up? I just need to know what happened. I mean, send somebody a text or something. I don't know.
Miss T, I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to take your advice. And I'm going to reevaluate, you know, what I think of people that don't care for the Apple Watch.
Okay, here we go. All right. So if you have a Can I Talk My Shit or if you have a Can I Talk My Ish, you don't have to curse. You know, we can do it for you. You don't have to curse. So feel free to send it to recaptherecap@gmail.com. And hey, rant away, people.
Rant
away. Or actually, you don't even have to rant. If you have something happy you want to talk about, talk about it. You can send in a happy Can I Talk My Ish.
Rants don't have to be
right. Like
dark.
No, because I feel like I was about to do another one on turn signals, but somebody did one, and I really appreciated them for doing that one because that drives me crazy when people don't use a turn signal. I'm like, that's what the hell they're there for. Use it.
Mm-hmm. I use them for different reasons now. I actually don't use them to let people know I'm making a move. I actually use it to, I call it my remote control.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, like, if I'm in, let's say I'm in the middle lane,
mm-hmm.
and there's a car in the right lane, mm-hmm. when I want that car in the right lane to speed up, I put my turn signal on and watch him speed the fuck up.
Oh, okay.
And I get so much joy in knowing I control you, you gutless bastard.
Okay. But you know what? Yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. That does normally happen.
No doubt.
I think I'm going to try that when I leave, just for fun.
Mm-hmm. And that person's probably, as they speed past me, they're probably cursing at me like, that motherfucker has a turn signal. He's probably one of those pretentious motherfuckers that have an Apple Watch, too.
Okay.
With his accessories.
I'm going to give you a hug at the end of the show because I think you need one right now. So, we are coming to the end of RTR, sir.
Yes, we are.
One more time.
What time is it? Oh, I don't have my Apple.
Nope. Doesn't come out till April 24th. Put your wrist down. All right. Again, you can find us at recaptherecap@gmail.com if you want to send us some feedback or if you'd like to send, you know, be some money towards an Apple Watch, feel free to do that.
People, oh my God, this may sound like this does sound like such an unnecessary solicitation right now, but you guys do not know how much joy you would put in my heart if you guys would collectively send enough money for me. Just the $350 one would be fine.
You know what?
So I can flaunt that bitch in this studio.
You know what?
And post. I will post pictures. I promise you. If you send the money, I will post 350 days in a row my Apple Watch just to fucking piss everybody off that cares.
Okay, you can reach me at MS underscore SmartyPants with the Z. You can reach Big B at...
You can find me standing in line unnecessarily at the Apple Store at In Deep Show V.
Unnecessarily.
Even though it's unnecessary, yes.
You know what, though? You know, somebody else... Okay, real quick. Somebody else was mentioning, like, you know, oh, if you're going to go stand in line for the $17,000 watch... And I was thinking, wait a minute, if I can afford a $17,000 watch, I'm not standing in a goddamn line. I'm going to send my
minion. Get a day laborer.
I'm going to send one of my assistant, one of my minions or whoever to do it. So anyway, thank you for joining us. Thank you for pushing play. Thank you for sharing the show. We really appreciate you. Bye.